A tiny village on the edge of the Mediterranean carries the weight of an island in mourning. Draped with a Corsican flag are the remains of Ivan Colonna, the village shepherd who defied the French state. He was killed in a French prison by a fellow inmate. Colonna was serving a life sentence for the murder 24 years ago of the top French government official on the island. Hundreds gathered, relatives, friends, nationalists, as well as members of the Corsican mafia. Most here believe the French state is responsible for his death.
We feel a sense of injustice, and this has mobilized people on the island. We feel a sense of solidarity for this man who died fighting for us.
Outside the packed church, the silence of prayer is broken by the Corsican chorus chanting, Dio via salvi Regina. An anthem to the nationalist cause, calling for victory against the enemies of Corsica. Here, the enemy is France. They view French authority as a colonial power exerting its will on this small island, far removed from the French mainland, or the continent, as they call it.
He's on every street corner. Ivan Colonna has become, since his death, a symbol of Corsican nationalism and resistance. This is something that both the nationalist and the French state did not anticipate, this outpour of emotions. Now, for the first time, the French interior minister is talking about discussion of possible autonomy of the island, perhaps an attempt to appease emotions here, because beneath the mourning, anger is brewing.
Fearing protests, President Emmanuel Macron has called for calm. But this is a people that does not like to be told how to act or feel. For them, Colonna is a martyr to the Corsican cause they now seek to defend. Nicholas Hawke, Al Jazeera, Cargès, Corsica.